Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Victory Monday here for the Houston Texans on a Reaction Monday, and there will be more reaction coming up at 5 o'clock as D'Amico Ryan's, the coach's show. You'll hear from him coming up as we get done here. He will be with the fellas, and you want to hear what he's got to say. Short week. I'm sure there'll be a little bit about the big win against the Titans, but also about that Bills game and what they need to do as this thing kicks off, this three-game stretch. Two games against Super Bowl contenders in the AFC, and then another team that's fighting to try to get in the playoffs as well on the road. So this is a big three-game stretch coming up for the Texans. All right, let's do a little weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, what is your weekend's best?
Weekend's best. Let's start with Tyler's Texas A&M Aggies, boys. That was impressive. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm married to a Longhorn. When I text her at halftime and I said, did you see what is happening to the Aggies? She said, this is all I want for my birthday. Her birthday was Saturday.
And damn, Lauren.
Hey, about 5 minutes later, I text her. I said, uh-oh, birthday girl. Your ass is in trouble, and it ain't from me. It's these Aggies.
Damn. Sorry.
They scored 21 points in about 2 seconds. That comeback was, I mean, obviously the comeback in itself was tremendous. 287 games in the SEC since 2004 where teams trailed by 27 or more points. One of those teams have won. It was the Aggies on Saturday.
Ooh, marooned it. Why 286
or 1-286. And the Aggies, it was the biggest comeback in A&M history. Marcel Reed had 439 yards and 3 touchdowns. By the way, Tyler, I don't know who the opponent was, but the previous record, comeback record for the Aggies was a 2013 Chick-fil-A Bowl where the Aggies rallied back from 21 points down, but I don't know who the opponent was. Was that who it was? They were down getting ass whooped by Duke, and they came back and got them.
Yes, I believe so. I believe so. That's a guess.
That wasn't Mike Elko's Duke. That had to be Cutcliffe,
Coach
right?
Yeah.
Cutcliffe? Coach K's.
Coach K's.
But, yeah, I got to go with the Aggies, man. I mean, that was, again, the game itself, regardless of what's going on in the Aggie program, was a instant classic. But when you add to it that you kept an undefeated season alive, that you kept the momentum rolling for the Aggies as they run towards this college football playoff appearance and maybe national championship run. That was unbelievably impressive what the Aggies were able to do. Now I think they've had a good enough season where they could have survived this loss and still been one of the top teams in America and still got invited to the college football playoff.
Especially with Alabama losing.
Yeah. But that this is, wow, what a classic, man. Congrats to all my Aggie fans out there. That is
one we will never forget.
The ride you're on right now is fun, man.
When that play, when he threw that ball backwards at, what was that, the 2 or the 3, and he threw that ball backwards where they just got a chance to really put the game away.
Yep.
I said, "Oh my God!" And I look, I'm like, "Oh, did he get himself in bounds to recover that?" I thought, "Oh my God!" And now South Carolina just needs a field goal, but then they had no chance to try to move the ball as A&M just shut them down.
10-0, baby. Let's go!
Whew. I said, "It ain't gonna end like this." When he threw that ball back,
I didn't
just,
have
like,
him
hand the ball off. Just hand
have,
it off.
I didn't have him coming back to win the game. But I damn sure had him. I called a buddy of mine that was in Vegas and said, "Man, jump on the Aggies in the second half if you're watching what's going on right now." And yeah,
that's kind of
stuff. They come all the way back.
That's kind of stuff special, like you having a special season.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Well, you know, too, when you got a defense like the Aggies have, the potential of shutting a team out in the second half and giving your offense as many opportunities as you possibly can in one half of football, you know that's an option. Now, to then turn around and go, "Okay, well, they're going to take advantage of it. They're going to outscore them 28-0 in the second half." That's a little bit of a stretch, but they got it done. That was impressive too.
And as bad as his first half was, it was like he's trying to throw interceptions in the worst possible place to throw interceptions. How many did he throw in the end zone? I mean, he was throwing them in the end zone.
Yeah. And in the first half alone, Ron, there were three passes Marcel Reed made that should have been picked off. Like that just hit guys right in the hands. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say it was a Heisman moment because of the second half that tries to make you ignore the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was something else. All right, my my weekend's best was
definitely a Heisman moment, by the way.
Yeah, that first half was tough, but but definitely my weekend's best was the Rockets. I know last night that game against the Magic, pretty good team thought to be in the East. They were trailing. They get a big three from Kevin Durant. Just the reason why you bring him in. ISO told whoever that was to go away. I got this. And then he hits the game tying three. And then they just have a terrible situation where Kevin falls down on an inbounds. And then it leads to a score. But then with like a little over one second, Şengün is able to get the inbounds and get a little baby hook to send him to overtime. And then Durant, again, with a one-point lead, 9 seconds left. He hits another ISO jumper, the exact reason why you want to go get him. And it was a big-time performance, big-time game for KD. 35 in that game. Şengün had 30. They were great. It was exactly the reason in the moments that you wanted to get KD here. It was great. Great game. Great fun to watch KD doing what KD does. All right, your weekend's worst.
Same game. Texas A&M Aggies.
Oh, I'm about to say. Magic in the...
I don't know what puts people in a position to do stuff like this. But that state trooper in the tunnel at Kyle Field that tried to cold shoulder shiver two players from South Carolina. And then turn around and just show that you are completely unhinged, whether it's ego, arrogance, ignorance, whatever it is, and point at the players, and knowing or maybe not even thinking about the camera that's going to be zeroed in on your goofy ass. Law enforcement in this world is up against it in a lot of ways, and stuff like this is completely uncalled for and completely. I mean, just ignorant. And this is the kind of stuff that are one of the types of things that just sets them back. I mean, you got an image issue half the time anyway, and then you go do stupid stuff like this at a time when nobody's even focused in on
it.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. That cat would never step foot in Kyle Field again if it was me.
Well, I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, yeah.
He got relieved of his duties immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm not fired, but he got relieved.
But seriously, like that is one of those deals where...
He tried to turn around like they did something.
Well, here's the deal, though. All joking aside, this is where the superiors got it. You got to keep an eye on this cat. Like, if he's doing that kind of stupid stuff in the tunnel... Come on, man. Our men and women in law enforcement are up against it bad enough, and you got fools out there like this making it more difficult on them doing stupid stuff. So, yeah, my weekend's worst is that cat in that tunnel, man. What an idiot.
Yeah. You think he was an Aggie fan that was just out there just pissed off by what – oh, I know it doesn't matter. Just pissed off by what happened. He became a full shoulder and then turned around and pointed at them.
But you watch him. I mean, he squares up. He squares up in the middle of the ramp, knowing that two players are coming right at him.
He did not try to do anything to get out of the way.
No, get your ass against the wall, just like everybody else that's not playing the game should be doing.
On his team.
I mean, it just. It's a good point. He could. Maybe he's an Aggie grad, and they was out there getting thumped. Yeah, it don't matter though. I mean, that was just that. I mean, that was
he's a dumbass.
That yes. I mean, that was.
Well, your weekend's worse. I totally agree with his silly ass. And yes, it shouldn't just be on the table that he's relieved of his duties going there. It makes you go further than that. But I'd like to match a dumbass with another one. Jamar Chase, this is my weekend's worst. At least stand on business. Whereas Beaumont, Texas own stand on business. He clearly spit on Jalen Ramsey. Clearly spit on him. I got no problems for Ramsey, who lost his mind. And got himself ejected. As he said after the game, once you spit on me, to hell with football. And I'm telling you, for about 30 seconds, I'm with you. But the worst part about it and why he is weekend's worst is, by the way, he's been suspended here in the last 30 minutes. He's suspended for a game because his silly ass spit on him right on camera. But then they asked him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you spit on him? He said, no, I didn't spit on anybody. He said, well, why did you think he was so upset? Just exchanging words. As for Jalen Ramsey being accused of spit on him, I have never opened up my mouth to that guy. I guess he didn't like the words I was saying. No, you spit on him. It's clear as day, you spit on him. At least stand on it. Don't then come out and say you didn't do it.
Ron,
he's appealing this too, by the way.
No, and they should double it because he's appealing it. But I mean, like it wasn't even the old spit. It was.
Oh, he got it off.
I mean, it was.
We saw it from Carter earlier in the year. That was always taught to be by my uncles, my dad, all of them. Like that's the worst thing you can do to a man is spit on him.
No question.
And my man, but at least say you don't deny it. We can all see it. Joe Silly, if I was one of the reporters, I'd have pulled up my phone and said, "Well, here, let me take a look at this, Jamar.
What happened here? In your mouth.
Out of here, man. All right, what you got coming up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.